Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Major League Baseball is back today, but it's going to look a little different. Some big rule changes come into effect with the aim of speeding up the flow of the game and reducing injuries. The Washington Post's national baseball reporter Chelsea Janes is at Yankee Stadium in the Bronx in New York for opening day. Hey, Chelsea.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Now the Yankees are playing the Giants. What's it like at the stadium today?
It's pretty energetic. I think everyone's really ready to get going. It's a beautiful day, so a lot of energy and a lot of nervous Major League Baseball executives ready to watch their new rules.
Yeah, these new rules have been phased in throughout spring training for the major league, but they've been in place for the minor leagues already. Just remind us briefly, what are some of the key changes?
The big one is the implementation of a pitch clock, which requires that a pitcher throw the ball within 15 seconds, 20 seconds if there's a runner on base, and that the batter be in the box before the counter hits 8 seconds. So everyone has to move a little bit quicker, a little less time between pitches. The others include a ban on shifting, which was when you moved infielders all around to try to account for where you know people hit the ball. You now have to have two on each side of second base, and their feet have to start on the dirt. And the other change is bigger bases, which we'll see how much impact that has, but just gives everybody a little bit of a head start from one base to the other.
Okay. And now that the teams have had a while to get used to the new laws, have the changes already been having the desired effect?
They have. I think that the pitch clock is the one that Major League Baseball was desperate to see sort of impact the game dramatically. The game times have risen steadily over the last few decades to a, you know, more than 3 hours. People are tired of the lack of activity in game. There's a lot of downtime. So the pitch clock has reduced spring training games by 30 minutes each, which is a big deal when you're talking about the difference between 3 hours and 2 hours and 2.5 hours. And it's sped up the action. There's just less downtime, less sitting around watching nothing, and more sitting around watching pitches being thrown and balls being hit.
Sounds more exciting. So you're there to see the San Francisco Giants visit the Yankees, and the Yankees are one of the favorites to win it all by the end of the season. What are some of the other teams to watch, Chelsea?
I think the Houston Astros, who won last year's World Series, are going to be very good again until someone in the American League, like the Yankees, can beat them. I think they're probably the favorites. And I think in the National League, there's a lot of contenders who put a lot of money into their teams, whether that's the New York Mets, the Philadelphia Phillies, who were in the World Series last year, the San Diego Padres, who are in a tiny market but spend like they're in New York. And it's hard not to rule out the Dodgers, who are always good, but may find themselves in a down year. So it's a pretty wide open field entering this season.
All right. And finally, a last bit of breaking news that came in overnight. Minor league baseball players in the MLB seem to have struck a deal on their first collective bargaining agreement. Just quickly, how big a deal is this for the minor leagues?
This is a big deal. They've never had the chance to collectively bargain. They just unionized for the first time a few months ago. In the agreement, they've pretty much doubled their minimum salaries, which is a huge deal. Mm-hmm. They're not very high yet, but they're more. And they've also secured some kind of basic, you know, housing, transportation, nutrition help that they didn't have. So big changes to working conditions. And I think symbolically, it's a big deal that they've got now their say against the mighty wealthy owners.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Washington Post's Chelsea Janes there at Yankee Stadium. Thank you, Chelsea. Enjoy the game.
Thanks for having me.